What is up, guys? So there is a service I have offered privately to clients a la carte that I've never offered publicly until just recently in the past few months, and that is my social media audit and strategy. Essentially, over the course of 5 weeks and 3 1-hour calls, I'm going to go ahead and take your social media, your organic social media, not your paid ads, but organic, and I'm going to take it from not generating you any money to making sure it is speaking to the niche audience you're going after. It is telling them exactly what it is you do, what problems you solve, and how you solve it. We're going to work on your copy, your creative, everything from your Google business listing and congruency between website and social. When you're done with me in the 5 weeks, your organic social media is going to be driving new prospects into your door. And then I'm going to show you how to efficiently set up 6 to 9 months of social media one time in about 3 hours. Schedule it all out, have it done for 6 to 9 months, and then rinse and repeat, update as needed. If you're interested, go to Instagram, shoot me a DM at WTF Gym Talk. Let me know you're interested in the social media audit and strategy service, and I'll send you more information. What is up, guys? It is Stu. It is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. Here's how I solved a client experience problem in which customers, members of the gym, this is a, you know, a group fitness facility, weren't following the instructions and the rules for class participation. So this gym had a culture issue due to previous ownership, and the new gym owner, my client, was trying to herd the cats, right, and trying to get the old guard to start following new protocol. For example, they had classes that would hit on the half hour. So think 4:30 p.m., 5:30 p.m., 6:30 p.m. And they would have clients constantly venturing in, you know, 12, 8, 15 minutes late sometimes for a 60-minute class. And it was not in line with what the new owner wanted. He did not want people showing up late. He wanted a punctuality, he wanted people to be punctual. And we put in new policies for showing up late and all this other stuff. So essentially, if you did not show by the start of class, we didn't lock them out. We didn't have that ability because we shared an entrance with other businesses, but we didn't lock them out. But we let the members know through multiple different communication mediums, you are not allowed. If you show up, you know, anything beyond early is late, and you'll have to wait for the next class. Well, the old guard that had been there through previous ownership, you know, they essentially think they own the place, and they did not comply. And this continually just created a toxic rift. It looked bad when prospects were there and they would just see people just saunter in, and it became a huge issue. So I'm evaluating the problem, and this was the solution I came up with. I told them, I said, hey, listen, there are people, they just don't give a fuck. And short of you just going and saying, hey, if this happens, we reserve the right to, you know, we can cancel your membership. We'll give you back money for proration and, you know, just part ways with them. That was my first solution. The gym owner was not comfortable with that, which is fine. I've got more than one solution for these kind of situations. And I told him, I said, okay, if you're not comfortable, you know, cutting someone's head off or chopping their head off and putting it on a spike in the yard for everyone else to see that you're not fucking around, which is a really gross analogy, but to essentially make an example out of somebody, which needs to happen in times. This needs to happen in HR and organizations, but also from a membership standpoint. If you have a member who is intentionally violating policies, membership policies you have in place to preserve the client experience or the safety or whatever of other people, then yes, you 100% need to fire that member, make it known, not like you're sending a newsletter out, but like let that fucking circulate, make it known that you fired that member for that, and I promise you, you'll have a more complicit membership base. That, unfortunately, was a tall order from this particular client. Not a problem, I get it. So here's what I had them do instead. You got to realize, especially in this like group model, if people feel like they can violate a rule and it doesn't hurt anybody else, then they should be okay to get away with it. It's kind of like the way, like I'd imagine like a murderer, if they're like, well, if I kill this guy, like there's this homeless vagrant, if I just go and fucking stab him if I murder this fucker, nobody's ever going to miss him and I'll never get caught. So it's not that big of a deal. I don't know. That's just like how I picture it. It's like, you know, if I, you know, if nobody knows or it doesn't bother anybody, then I can get away with doing this thing. I experienced this when I was CrossFit Southend. So early on in my career, I transitioned from a 1,800 square foot spot to a 7,500 square foot spot. That was after year one. I outgrew it, my 1,800. And I had all the square footage in the world. But I still had a very tight class cap. And if somebody came in and they had not registered for class and we sold out, we wouldn't let them in. Like, sorry, you got to wait for the next class. And I remember, and I'm like, what do you mean? I could go right over there. You have enough barbells. You have enough whatever. It's like, well, no, it's just the policy. And because and it was hard for the client, and I can empathize with this. It was hard for them to see the consequence of their actions. Like, dude, I've been here forever. I don't need to go through the warm-up. I can just grab a barbell and set up shop over there. No, no, you're technically right. You technically could. I don't want you to. It's not the business I'm looking to run. I'm looking to run for something far more efficient than that. This is not like showing up at your buddy's house to watch the game and you come in casually late. So, when the customer does not believe that they're causing a disturbance to anybody else, or there's no audible, visual, obvious, you know, example of disturbance, they have a hard time understanding the error of their ways. So this is what we did with my client. I had my client, essentially there was like, you walked in front desk and then immediately turned to the left and there's just a wide open rectangle that was the gym. There was no barrier, no door, no half wall, nothing. You just walk right onto the floor and start working out if you showed up a couple minutes late. So we created a barrier. I had first recommended installing a half wall. Get a contractor in there. It's just drywall, like a countertop type scenario, something on top where people could be on the other side of the half wall, on the side where, yep, you didn't get here in time enough or you're waiting for the next class, but a physical barrier. We got the quotes on that from the GC. It was more money than he wanted to spend, so we went a very low cost but efficient route. I had him go get chain, two pieces of chain. So from wall to wall, in the training floor, right where the reception area kind of turns into the training floor, was, I think it was something like 16 feet, real wide. I had him go ahead and get like 2 8-foot, 4-inch pieces of chain, two eyelets for each wall and a carabiner. So we put the outlet or the eyelets, which is just a screw with a circle in it. It's called an eyelet, in each wall. Then we connected on one eyelet the 8-foot chain, and then on the other eyelet the 8-foot and some odd inches chain. And when you brought the two chains together, connected them with a carabiner. Now, we didn't let there be a lot of slack. So what, this chain wasn't hanging low. Right? It wasn't sagging. It was pretty taut. And it came up off the ground. It was right about like the 3.5 foot mark. So it wasn't like super easy to step over, but also like you really had to kind of crouch down real fucking low to get underneath of it. And I had him put where the carabiner meets the two of them. I had him just kind of put a sign up. It just said, hey, if the chain's up by the time you come to class, it means class is in session. You must wait until the next class. We had obviously already done all this with email announcements and in-class announcements and text message blasts and everything. But here's what happened. The chain, like a client came in one time, the very first day he did it, and some jackass shows up late. And they didn't have like a front desk girl, you know, which would, the ideal setup would have been someone at the front desk to head this off. But they didn't have that. We were balling on a budget. So this member comes in and he goes to the chain and he unclips the carabiner. And when you unclip it, he like, because it's so taut, the one end fell down and it, whoosh, like the chains are just hitting the fucking concrete floor. And it just makes this horrible, audible, disturbing noise. And then he's just standing there like a jackass because he now has just committed a very obvious, audible disturbance to the class. Everybody turned and looked at him. We took it up even a higher notch. Like, I had another client I'd give this to. He put fucking bells on his. So that way you hit into it, the ding, like fucking like jingle bell bells, like cowbells. And again, it just created this audible disturbance. I mean, it, like, you kind of want to, as a gym owner in these situations, you kind of want it to be like an electric fence that just zap these fucking lack of punctual, you know, habits fuckers. And just zap the shit out of them. Be like, listen, asshole, everybody has traffic. Everybody has fucking kids and jobs. But all these fuckers showed up on time, except for you, because you think you're fucking special. But not anymore. There's a new sheriff in town, and you're not fucking special. That's what this strategy did. And what, it's so simple. I mean, literally, it was a fucking $13 fix with this chain and a carabiner and all this other shit. It was such a simple fix because as human beings, we are visual creatures. How many of you have been driving and there's a lane? Like, let's say you're in the left lane. And the right lane, there's like a cone every fucking 30 feet. Like, they're really wide and spaced apart. But there's nothing going on in the other lane. You can tell, like, there was some construction there, maybe, like, last night or whatever, but there's literally nothing in that lane. You totally could just switch lanes and get over if you wanted to. But you don't, because there's these cones. You go to a bank, you're grown fucking adults, you go to, like, by the way, who the fuck goes to a bank? Chipotle line. There we go. Chipotle line. You go in, and you just kind of get in line with the rest of the sheep who got in line at that specific spot in that specific way. We just, like, when we see physical establishments of barriers or ways things are done or waiting lines, we just follow suit. But if it's just wide open, you just walk in, then yeah, that's an issue. That's why, like, the studios that have doors between the reception and the training floor, that's the best, to where you can lock it from the inside and then they can't get in. Like, that would be a perfect scenario. Or having a front desk, somebody who's hard-ass enough to say, hey, listen, I'm sorry, but you can't, you know, we have made the announcement. You were unable to attend because you did not arrive on time. And if you're a gym owner listening to this, like, that sounds like a real cunty fucking rule. People have lives and things happen. That's fine, man. Run your business how you want to run it. This is for anybody who is just expecting people to act in accordance with the protocol. You couldn't go to the fucking Marriott and be like, hey, yeah, no, last name Brower. I originally had a reservation for yesterday, but yesterday has kind of got away from me. So I wasn't here yesterday, but I don't want you to charge me for last night. I'd rather you just start my reservation today. The Marriott would be like, oh, yeah, no problem, sir. Let me just go fuck myself, and I'll absolutely not charge you for today because let's just do whatever it is you want to do. No. They say, sorry, fuckface, you reserved it for yesterday, and you didn't show. That's on you, asshole. The same as a sporting event or a concert ticket, the same as an airline, the same as a reservation for a restaurant. You know, it's insane, right? If you ordered a product online and you got to your house, like, yeah, I don't want this one, I'm going to send it back. Like, you can, but there's probably a protocol in place and with parameters about what you are and are not allowed to do to return something. So this idea that in our gyms, like, people can just come and go however they want, even though that's not your model, unless, like, you're like a nine rounds. Anyone listening to this who franchises a nine rounds? Nine rounds is a boxing concept. And you literally show up anytime you want, and the class, your private workout or class starts the second you walk in the door. And they just run people in these nine circuits. But it starts whenever you want to walk in the door. That's part of their USP, the unique sales proposition. Class starts whatever time you want it to start. That is not the case for most of you. So, again, very, like, low budget, low hanging fruit example here. But the point is not about for you guys to go out and get a chain or a fucking, you know, a golden brass post with the velvet fucking rope like they have it, like, outside of a nightclub or something. It's just to give you the permission that, hey, if people aren't following your rules, number one, there's a culture issue, but it's also likely because there is no way for you to create a direct consequence and disturbance to the other members. They don't see what they're doing as bad. And I'm not gonna lie, I am not much of a rule follower. I truly am not. I am far more a forgiveness over permission guy. I break rules to the annoyance of my fiance and my family to an obscene amount, right? That's literally like, Like, everything, I mean, yeah, I don't want to get into it. But I do not follow rules, typically. And I'm not saying this is good behavior. I'm not saying to be like me. I'm a dickhead. But what I'm saying is that if you have customers that are not in the following the rules, you have to create a scenario where they are caught, their non-rule following creates a disturbance for the rest of the group. Right? They need to understand, because that's probably generally what it is. Now, if they are creating that disturbance, the chain is falling, right? They're you know, the door's locked and they're just shaking the fuck out of it. Like, if they're doing any of this crazy shit, then yes, it happens continuously. You do need to fire them. Like, that just, you have to do it. No ifs, ands, or buts. And if you're afraid to fire someone, don't ever sell a membership if you're not willing to revoke it. Right? You need to think of it like, these are privileges. Just because they pay for it, it's like a country club. Country clubs cost a lot of money, but it's a privilege to be there. You still have to pay, but it's a privilege. It's like school, like going to a university. You got to pay tuition, but they'll kick your ass out if you fuck up. You need to think of the same thing with your gym. So hopefully this helps frame that up for some of you guys. Until I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.